Call me Flem.
Mr. Vile, can you tell me what you did wrong?
I fell down?
No, before that. Can anyone tell me Mr. Vile's big mistake? Anyone?
Ugh.
Let's take a look at the tape. Here we go. Right. There. See? The door. You left it wide open. And leaving the door open is the worst mistake any employee can make because...
It could let in a draft?
It could let in a child!
Oh, Mr. Water News!
There's nothing more toxic or deadly than a human child. A single touch could kill you. Leave a door open and a child could walk right into this factory. Right into the monster world.
I won't go in a kid's room. You can't make me.
You're going in there because we need this. Our city is counting on you to collect those children's screams. Without scream, we have no power. Yes, it's dangerous work, and that's why I need you to be at your best. I need scarers who are confident, tenacious, tough. Intimidating. I need scarers like James P. Sullivan.
Hey, good morning, Metropolis. It's now 5 after the hour of 6 a.m. in the big monster city. Temperature's a balmy 65 degrees, which is good news for you reptiles, and it looks like it's going to be a perfect day to maybe, hey, just lie in bed, sleep in,
Or simply...
Work out that flap that's hanging over the bed! Get up, Sully!
I don't believe I ordered a wake-up call, Mikey.
Hey, let's talk. More pain, Marshmallow Boy. Pillibird. You call yourself a monster? Scary feet, scary feet, scary feet. Oh, the kid's awake. Okay, scary feet, scary feet, scary feet, scary feet, scary feet. Kid's asleep. Twins and a bunk bed. Ooh, I thought I had you there. Okay, Sully, here we go. You ready? Follow. Oh, it's over here. Oh, look over there. Don't let the kid touch you. Don't let it touch you. And I don't know, but it's been dead. I love scaring kids in bed. Come on, fight that flap. Fight that flap. Scary monsters don't have flap. 118. Do you have 119? Do I see 120? Oh, I don't believe it.
I'm not even breaking a sweat.
Not you. Look, the new commercial's on.
The future is bright at Monsters Incorporated.
I'm in this
We're
one.
Part
I'm
of
in
your
this one.
Life. We power your car. We warm your home. We light your city.
I'm Monsters Incorporated.
Hey, look, Betty!
Carefully matching every child to their ideal monster to produce superior scream, refined into clean, dependable energy. Every time you turn something on, Monsters Incorporated is there.
I'm Monsters Incorporated.
We know the challenge. The window of innocence is shrinking. Human kids are harder to scare.
Of course, MI is prepared for the future. With the top scarers, the best refineries, and research into new energy techniques.
Okay, here I come.
We're working for a better tomorrow. Today.
We're Monsters Incorporated.
We're MI, Monsters Incorporated. We scare because we care.
I can't believe it.
Oh, Mike.
I was on TV!
Did you see me? I'm a natural! Hello? I know! Hey, wasn't I great? Did the whole family see it? It's your mom. What can I say? The camera loves me.
I'm telling you, Big Daddy, you're going to be seeing this face on TV a lot more often.
Yeah, like on Monstropolis is Most Wanted?
You've been jealous of my good looks since the fourth grade, pal.
Have a good day, sweetie.
You too, hon.
Okay, Sully, hop on it.
Nope.
Hey, where you going?
Mikey,
what are you doing?
A screen shortage. We're walking.
Walking?
Yep.
No.
Come on.
My baby, look. She needs to be driven. My baby. I'll call you. Hey, genius, you want to know why I bought the car, huh?
Not really.
To drive it! You know, like on the street with the honk honk and the vroom vroom. And no walking involved.
Give it a rest. William Butterball, come on. You could use the exercise.
I could use the exercise. Look at you. You have your own climate.
Morning, Mike. Morning, Sully.
Hey, morning, kids. How you doing?
Bye, Mike. Bye, Sully.
Hey!
Oh, nuts.
La 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 la. Hey, fella!
Hey, Tony!
Tony!
I hear somebody's close to breaking the old time scare record.
Just trying to make sure there's enough scream to go around.
Hey, on the house!
Hey, thanks!
Nazi!
Bada bing!
Oh, great.
Hey, Pat! Good morning! See that, Mikey? Ted's walking to work.
Big deal. Guy takes 5 steps and he's there.
Morning, Sully.
Morning, Ricky.
Hey, it's the Selster.
See you on the scare floor, buddy.
Hey, Marge. Hey, how was jury duty?
Hey! Hey, it's still leaning to the left.
That's not...
Hey, fellas. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Mr. Sullivan.
Guys, I told you. Call me Sully.
I don't think so. We just wanted to wish you good luck today.
Hey. Come on, get lost, you two. You're making him lose his focus.
Oh, sorry.
See you later, fellas.
Go get him, Mr. Sullivan. Quiet. You're making him lose his focus. Oh, no. Sorry. Shut up.
Monsters, Inc., please hold. Monsters, Inc., I'll connect you. Ms. Fearmonger is on vacation. Would you like her voicemail?
Oh, schmoochie-poo.
Googly bear.
happy birthday.
Oh, Googly Woogly, you remembered.
Hey, Sully Wooly.
Oh, hey, Celia, will you? Happy birthday.
Thanks. So, are we going anywhere special tonight?
I just got us into a little place called, Harryhausen's.
Harryhausen's? But it's impossible to get a reservation there.
Not for Googly Bear. I will see you at quitting time and not a minute later.
Okay, sweetheart.
Think romantical thoughts.
You and me and you, both of us together.
You know, pal, she's the one. That's it. She is the one.
I'm happy for you.
Oh, and thanks for hooking me up with those reservations.
Oh, no problem. They're under the name Googly Bear.
Oh, good idea. You know, that wasn't very funny. What's this? Wazowski!
Ah!
What do you know? It scares little kids and little monsters.
I wasn't scared. I have allergies.
Uh-huh, sure.
Hey, Randall, save it for the scare floor, will you?
I'm in the zone today, Sullivan. Gonna be doing some serious scaring, putting up some big numbers.
Wow, Randall, that's great. That should make it even more humiliating when we break the record first. Ha-ha!
Shh, 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 shh. Do you hear that? It's the winds of change. You hear it? You hear the winds of change? What a creep.
One of these days, I am really gonna let you teach that guy a lesson. Chalubi, baby. Good morning, Roz, my succulent little garden snail. And who would we be scaring today?
Wazowski, you didn't file your paperwork last night.
Oh, that darn paperwork. Wouldn't it be easier if it all just blew away?
Don't let it happen again.
Yes, well, I'll try to be less careless.
I'm watching you, Wazowski. Always watching.
Whew, she's nuts.
All scare floors are now active. I can say please report to your station.
People, Eastern Seaboard coming online. We got Garrett coming out.
Best monster win.
I plan to.
We are on in 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
You're the boss, you're the boss, you're the big hairy boss.
Yeah!
Oh! Attaboy, attaboy, another dog coming right up.
you're still behind, Randall. You know, maybe I should realign the screen intake
valve. Just get me another door!
Ah, the door, yes, yeah, door!
Well, Jerry, what's the damage so far?
We may actually make our quota today, sir.
First time in a month.
Huh?
What happened?
The kid almost touched me. She got this close to me.
She wasn't scared of you? She was only six!
I could have been dead! I could have died!
Keep it together, man! Hey, we got a dead door over here!
Oh, we're coming! Oh,
look out!
Back away!
Excuse us!
We've lost 58 doors this week, sir.
Oh, kids these days. They just don't get scared like they used to.
What a rip!
What?
Look.
Attention. We have a new scare leader, Randall
Bond. Randall!
What a crowd! Look at those numbers!
Slumber party.
Never mind.
Whoa!
Hey, watch it!
Well, James, that was an impressive display.
Oh, just doing my job, Mr. Waternoose. Of course, I did learn from the best.
If I don't see a new door in my station in 5 seconds, I will personally put you through the shredder!
Hey, Wazowski, nice job. Those numbers are pretty sweet.
Are they? You know, I hadn't even noticed. And how is Georgie doing?
He's doing great. I love working with that big guy.
Keep the doors coming, Charlie. I'm on a roll today.
George and I are like brothers.
2319! We have a 2319!
Oh, not the CDA.
Coming through, please. This is on a clear the contaminated area. This is a 2319 in progress. The area clear. Coming through. Watch yourself. Stand back. Careful. All clear. Situation is 9090. Ready for decon.
Hey, thanks, guys. That was a close one.
Okay.
We'll take a break. We got to shut down for a half hour and reset the system.
An entire scare floor out of commission. What else can go wrong? What a day.
We're just going through a rough time, sir. Everyone knows you're going to get us through it.
Tell that to the board of directors. James, this company's been in my family for 3 generations. I would do anything to keep it from going under.
Oh, so would I, sir.
Say, I could use your help with something.
Anything, sir.
You see, we've hired some new scare recruits, and frankly, they're
inexperienced?
They stink.
Uh-huh.
I thought maybe you might come by tomorrow and give them a demonstration. Show them what it takes to be our top scarer, huh?
I'll start out with the old Waternoose jump and growl.
Yes, now that's my boy.
Let's All dogs must be returned. No exceptions.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen anything like you today. You were on a roll, my man.
Another day like this and that scare record's in the bag.
That's right, baby.
Uh-huh.
So get this, as if dinner wasn't enough. I'm taking it to a monster truck rally afterwards.
Nice.
What's on your agenda?
I'm going to head home and work out some more.
Again? You know, there's more to life than scaring. Ooh. Hey, can I borrow your odorant?
Yeah, I get smelly garbage or old dumpster.
You get the low tide?
No.
How about wet dog?
Yep. Stink it up.
You know, I am so romantic sometimes I think I should just marry myself.
Give me a break, Mike.
What a night of romance I got ahead of me. Tonight is about me and Celia.
Ooh, the love boat is about to set sail.
Because I got to tell you, buddy, that face of hers, it just makes my heart go...
Hello, Wazowski. Fun-filled evening planned for tonight?
Well, as a matter of fact...
And I'm sure you filed your paperwork correctly. For once. Your stunned silence is very reassuring.
Oh, no, my scare reports. I left them on my desk. If I'm not at the restaurant in 5 minutes, they're going to give my table away. What am I going to tell? Smoothie-boo.
Hey, Googly Bear, want to get going?
Do I ever? It's just that...
What?
There's a small...
I don't understand.
It's just that
I forgot about some paperwork I was supposed to file. Mike was reminding me. Thanks, buddy. Whew.
I was? I mean, I was. Yeah, I was.
Oh, okay. Let's go then.
We're going... On my desk, Sully. The pink copies go to accounting, the future ones go to purchasing, and the goldenrod ones go to Roz. Leave the puce!
Pink copies go to accounting, the future ones go to Roz. No, the future ones go to purchasing, the goldenrod ones go to Roz. Man, I have no idea what puce is. Oh, that's puce. Hello? Anyone? There's a door here.
Hello? Anybody scaring in here? Hello? Yo.
Duck it. Hello.
Well, not a lot of birthdays, but this is the best birthday ever. What are you looking at?
No, I was just thinking about the first time I laid eye on you. How pretty you looked.
Stop it.
Your hair was shorter then.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about getting it cut.
No, I like it this length. I like everything about you.
Oh.
Just the other day, someone asked me who I thought the most beautiful monster was in all the Monstropolis. You know what I said?
What did you say?
I said...
Sully?
Sully?
No. That's not what I was going to say. I mean...
Mike, you're not making
sure. Answer my need for my
guys, what a coincidence running into you. I'm just going to order something to go.
Michael.
Sully?
What's good here?
Get out of here. You're ruining everything.
I went back to get your paperwork, and there was a door.
What? A door?
Randall was in it.
Wait a minute.
Randall?
That cheater. He's trying to boost his numbers.
There's something else.
What?
Hook lay in the ag bay.
What?
Look in the bag.
What bag?
Oh, they don't have anything I like here, so take care, Celia.
What's going on?
Celia, please try to understand. I have to do something!
Michael?
On three. One, two...
Again!
No!
Again! There's a kid here! A human kid! Boom!
Don't go in there!
Come on!
Hey, get your hand off my smokesy poop! Building clear. Ready for
decontamination. Well, I don't think that thing could have gone any worse.
If witnesses are to be believed, there has been a child security breach for the first time in monster history.
We can neither confirm nor deny the presence of a human child here tonight.
Well, a kid flew right over me and blasted a car with its laser vision.
I tried to run from it, but it picked me up with its mind powers and shook me like a doll.
It's true! I saw the whole thing!
It is my professional opinion that now is the time to panic!
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's coming! It's coming!
It's okay, it's all right. As long as it doesn't come near us, we're gonna be okay.
You like this?
Catch. Hey, that's it. No one touches little Mikey.
Mike, give her the bear.
Oh, no!
Make it stop!
Ooh, nice bear.
Oh, Sully.
Ooh, bear. Oh, he's a happy bear, and he's not crying, and he's just you. But we'll be in trouble, because they're going to find us. So please stop crying right now.
Good,
right now.
Good, Sully. Ooh, keep it up, you're doing great.
Happy bear, he has no...
Ah! Ah!
Don't you touch me, it's not me.
Sully, the bear! Look at here! Give it to me!
What was that?
I have no idea, but it would be really great if it didn't do it again.
How could I do this? I'm going to be so stupid. This could destroy the company.
The company? Who cares about the company? What about us? That thing is a killing machine. I bet it's just waiting for us to fall asleep. And then, ah! Oh, we're easy prey, my friend. Easy prey, we're sitting targets. Okay, look, I think I have a plan here. Using mainly spoons, we dig a tunnel under the city and release it into the wild.
Spoons.
That's it. I'm out of ideas. We're closed. Hot air balloon? Too expensive. Giant slingshot? Too conspicuous. Enormous wooden horse? Too Greek. No plan. No. Can't think. Can't think. Flatliner. Flatliner.
Mike, I think she's getting tired.
Well, then why don't you find some place for her to sleep? While I think of a plan!
Are you sleepy? You want to sleep? Is that what you want? Huh? Okay, all right. Making nice little area for you to... No, hey, that's my bed. You're going to get your germs all over it. Hey, fine. My chair is more comfortable anyway.
Ow!
What?
My
it's just a closet. Will you go to sleep? Hey, that looks like Randall. Randall's your monster. You think he's going to come through the closet and scare you. Oh, boy, how do I explain this? It's empty. See? No monster in here. Well, now there is, but I'm not going to scare you. I'm off duty. Okay. How about I sit here until you fall asleep? Go ahead. Go to sleep. Now. Now go. You go to sleep. Hey, Mike. This might sound crazy, but I don't think that kid's dangerous.
Really? Well, in that case, let's keep it. I always wanted a pet that could kill me!
Now, look, what if we just put her back in the door?
What?
Mike, think about it. If we send her back, it's like it never happened. Everything goes back to normal.
Is that a joke? Tell me, you're joking.
Sully, I'd like to think that given the circumstances, I've been extremely forgiving up to now. But that is a horrible idea. What are we going to do? March right out into public with that thing? Then I guess we just waltz right up to the factory, right? I can't believe we are waltzing right up to the factory. Sully, a mop, a couple of lights, and some chair fabric. I'm not going to fool anyone.
Just think about a few names, will you? Loch Ness, Bigfoot, the Abominable Snowman. They all got one thing in common, pal. Banishment. We could be next.
Don't panic. We can do this. Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Hey, guys.
Everything's going to be okay.
411 display does this for Prince. Careful with that. I got a good view from here. A little lower.
This was recovered at the scene.
Don't panic.
Don't tell me not to panic. Just everything is not okay. It's not okay.
Could be contaminated.
Gentlemen, safety is our number one concern. Now, if there's anything that... No, not now, not now. And...
Oh, hello, little one. Where did you come from?
Mr. Waternoose.
Ha, James. Is this one yours?
Actually, that's my cousin's sister's. Daughter, sir.
Yeah, it's bring an obscure relative to work day.
Must have missed the memo. Well, listen, James, why don't you stop by the simulator after lunch today and give us that scare demonstration we talked about, huh?
Yeah, sir, can you
mind me? Mr. Waternoose.
Yes, I'm coming. All right, then, I'll see you this afternoon, James. That is, if these gentlemen haven't shut us down. Oh, boy.
Oh, a scare demo. Well, that is great. Why am I the last to know? We can bring your cousin's sister's daughter along. She'll be a big hit.
Hold him down.
Come on, the coast is clear. Okay, all we have to do is get rid of that thing, so wait here while I get its card key.
But she can't stay here. This is the men's room.
That is the weirdest thing you have ever said. It's fine. It's okay. Look, it loves it here. It's dancing with joy. I'll be right back with its door key.
That's a cute little dance you got. That almost looks like you got a... Oh.
Sitting sad along, and all in here's the song, they went lemon long.
Are you done in there?
Oh, yeah!
Ah, sorry.
Sail, fly, say decay, sail, win, and slay.
Okay, you finished now, right? Hello? Where did she go? Did she disappear? Did she turn invisible? I just have no idea. Gotcha!
No.
Hey, you're good.
Oh. Be relaxed.
Roz, my tender, oozing blossom, you're looking fabulous today. Is that a new haircut? Come on, tell me, it's a new haircut, isn't it? It's got to be a new haircut, new makeup. You've had a lift, you've had a tuck, you've had something. Something has been inserted in your skin that makes you look like... Listen, I need a favor. Randall was working late last night out on a scare floor. I really need the key for the door he was using.
Well, isn't that nice? But guess what? He didn't turn in your paperwork last night.
He didn't? No? Paperwork?
This office is now closed.
Yeah! Ready or not, here I come. I'm getting warmer. Any second now.
E-5-4.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for the kid.
You lost it?
No. She was just... There she is. Hey, what's the matter?
I already told you, buddies, I haven't seen it.
All right, carry on.
Randall, thank goodness. What are we going to do about the child? The one you were after!
Will you be quiet? Don't you think I'm aware of the situation? I was up all night trying to find it.
I did a simple calculation, factoring in the size of the sushi restaurant. The child may have escaped!
Yeah, well, until we know for sure, we're going to act like nothing happened, understand? You just get the machine up and running. I'll take care of the kid. And when I find whoever let it out, they're dead. Oh! Why are you still here? Oh, come on, go! No, move!
No,
now!
No, no, I'm not here!
They're gone.
You.
This is bad. This is so very bad.
What were they talking about, a machine?
Who cares? No!
Look, don't panic. All we have to do is call our door down and send her home.
You're right. You're right. We're just two regular Joes on our way to work. We will blend right in.
Stop for the morning, fellas!
Hey, what's shaking, baby?
Did you lose weight or a limb?
You have her card key, right?
Of course I have a card key. I told you I'd get her card key. I went and got her card key, and now I have her card key. Okay, here we go.
Hey, yeah. Take care of yourself. Try not to run through any more closets. Mike, that's not her door.
What are you talking about? Of course it's her door. It's her door.
No, her door was white.
No.
And it had flowers on it.
No, it must have been dark last night, because this is its door. Hey, you hear that? Sounds like fun in there. Okay, send me a postcard, kid. That's Mike Wazowski, care of 22. Mike Wazowski, you got your life back lane.
Wazowski.
Very good. Now, bon voyage. Bye-bye. Come on, look at the stick. See the stick? Go, get the stick. Go, Fetch.
Mike, this isn't Boo's door.
Boo? What's Boo?
That's what I decided to call her. Is there a problem?
Sully, you're not supposed to name it. Once you name it, you start getting attached to it. Now put that thing back where it came from, or so help me! Oh, hey! We're rehearsing a scene for the upcoming company play called, Put That Thing Back Where It Came From, or So Help Me! It's a musical! Yeah, put that thing back where it came from, or so help me! So help me! So help me! And cut! We're still working on it. It's a work in progress, but hey, we need ushers. Sully, I've had enough. Now say goodbye to... Where'd it go? What'd you do with it?
Where is she?
I don't believe it. She got away from you again? Well, that is just... Wait a minute. The sun is coming up. This is perfect. She's gone! Hey, where are you going? Sully, please, don't blow to stop when we're so close to breaking the record. Come on, somebody else will find the kid. It'll be their problem, not ours. She's out of our hair.
What are you two doing?
They're rehearsing a play.
She's out of our hair.
Got it, Wazowski. So what do you think of that kid getting out, Sullivan? Pretty crazy, huh?
Oh, yeah, crazy.
Word on the street is the kid's been traced back to this factory. You haven't seen anything, have you?
No way. But if it was an inside job, I'd put my money on Waxford.
Waxford?
Yeah, the one at Station 6. You know, he's got them shifty eyes.
Hey, Waxford!
Sully!
Michael Wazowski!
Whoa.
Last night was one of the worst nights of my entire life, bar none. I thought you cared about me.
Please, Moopsie. I thought you liked sushi.
Sushi? Sushi? You think Moopsie, this is about sushi?
Wazowski!
Michael! Man.
Breathe. Keep breathing.
Kid.
Kid? What kid?
It's here in the factory, isn't it?
You're not pinning this on me. It never would have gotten out if you hadn't been cheating last night.
Cheating? Cheating. Right. Okay. I think I know how to make this all go away. What happens when the whistle blows in 5 minutes?
I get a timeout?
Everyone goes to lunch. Which means the scare floor will be...
painted?
Empty! It'll be empty, you idiot! You see that clock? When the big hand is pointing up, and the little hand is pointing up, the kid's door will be in my station. But when the big hand points down, the door will be gone. You have until then to put the kid back. Get the picture?
Boo! No!
Hey, you! Help! He's the one. The one from the commercial. Affirmative. That's him. Can we get an autograph?
Oh, sure. No problem.
Can you commit that out to Stephanie, my daughter?
Yes. Let's see. From your scary friend. Best wishes.
What did I say?
If you talk to me like that again, we're through.
Oh, what'd you say?
You know my mom. She sent me to my room.
She goes later. Take it easy.
Bottoms up.
Well, hello there. What's your name?
Mike Wazowski.
Sorry.
Oh, Sully!
Boy, Wazowski looks like he's in trouble.
2319! We have a 2319!
Oh, dear.
Sully! 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 Oh, great news, pal. I got us a way out of this mess, but we gotta hurry. Where is it?
Sol, that's a cube of garbage.
I can still hear her little voice.
Hey, I can hear it too.
Mike,
how many kids you got in there?
Mike, Kitty!
Oh! Oh, you're right. I was so worried. I was... Don't you ever run away from me again, young lady. Oh, but I'm so glad you're safe.
Oh, my, what an affectionate father.
Actually, she's my cousin's sister.
Okay, Sully, Anna, let's go.
Mike Wazowski!
Yeah. Sure, step aside, kid. We're in a...
Yeah! Will you stop making me laugh?
I didn't...
I still don't understand. You got Boo's door?
I'll explain later. Run. Okay, let's move. Let's move. Come on. Oh, please be there. Please be there. There it is. Just like Randall said.
Randall? Wait a minute.
Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4. Get the kid back through the door. Hey, we're going to get our lives back. The nightmare is over.
Hey, it's okay, Boo.
Hey, what's the matter? Come on. It's time to move.
Mike, what are you thinking? We can't trust Randall. He's after Boo.
Who cares? Let's go. This is a limited time offer.
No. I don't like this.
Look, Sully, you wanted her door, and there it is. Now let's move.
No, Mike.
You want me to prove everything's on the up and up? Fine. He wants the door, I get the door.
Mike,
he don't
wait.
Want the door. He's a paranoid delusional furball.
Mike!
Where are you? You in there? Where are you, buddy? Mike.
Way to go!
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay, first of all, it's creep. If you're going to threaten me, do it properly. Second of all, you're nuts if you think kidnapping me is going to help you cheat your way to the top.
You still think this is about that stupid scare record?
Well, I did. Right up until you chuckled like that. And now I'm thinking I should just get out of here.
I'm about to revolutionize the scaring industry. And when I do, even the great James P. Sullivan is going to be working for me.
Well, somebody's certainly been a busy bee.
First, I need to know where the kid is, and you're going to tell me.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
Uh-huh, sure.
I don't. Uh-oh. What's that? Come on, wait. Uh-oh. Oh, come on. No. Come on. Hey. This thing is moving. I don't like big, moving things that are moving toward me. No, come on. Hey, Randall.
Say hello to the scream extractor.
Hello. Come on, where you going? We'll talk. Come on, we'll have a latte. Come on. We can talk about this. What's that thing? What is that thing? Wait. No. Oh, no.
What did you do wrong this time?
I don't know. I calibrated the drive.
Don't check the machine!
There must be something wrong with the scream intake valve.
Fungus, you like cars, huh? Because I got a really nice car. You let me go, I'll give you a ride in the car. Please, Fungus?
I'm sorry, Wazowski, but Randall said I'm not allowed to fraternize with victims of his evil plot.
Did not lull it to sleep.
I was going for a snake/ninja approach with a little hitching.
Oh.
How many times do I have to tell you? It's all about presence, about how you enter the room.
Mr. Waternoose!
James! Perfect timing.
No, sir, you don't understand.
Now, show these monsters what? How it's done.
No, I can't. Sir, you have to listen to me.
Pay attention, everyone. You're about to see the best
sir,
in the business.
Sir, if...
You set the simulator.
But sir!
Night,
no.
Now, give us a big, loud roar.
Mr. Waternoose, there's no time for
that. Come on, what are you waiting for? Roar!
But sir!
Roar!
Well done. Well done, James.
Boo.
All right, gentlemen.
Right this way, everyone.
I hope you've learned a valuable lesson in scaring today. Read chapters...
Boo. Boo. Boo, it's me.
The child.
Sir, she isn't toxic.
What?
I know it sounds crazy, but trust me.
Boo? No. It's okay. I was just... No. Don't be scared. That wasn't real. It's just a... I was just...
Yes, and we can take you to a secret lab, which is right here in this factory.
How could this happen? How could this happen?
Does anyone else know about this?
No, sir.
Good. This company can't afford any more bad publicity. Now, before we do anything else, let's take care of the child. Oh, I never thought things would come to this. Not at my factory. I'm sorry you boys got mixed up in this, especially you, James. But now we can set everything straight again for the good of the company.
Sir, that's not her door.
I know. It's yours.
No!
It's too late! We're banished, genius! We're in the human world! Oh, what a great idea, going to your old pal Waternoose. Too bad he was gonna have the whole thing! All you had to do was listen to me. Just once! But you didn't! You're still not listening!
Abominable! Can you believe that? Do I look abominable to you? Hey, why can't they call me the adorable snowman or the agreeable snowman, for crying out loud? I'm a nice guy.
Snow cone?
No, don't worry. It's lemon. How about you, big fella? Snow cone?
Did you see the way she looked at me?
poor guy. I understand. It ain't easy being banished. Yeah, take my buddy Bigfoot. When he was banished, he fashioned an enormous diaper out of poison ivy. Wore it on his head like a tiara. Called himself King Itchy. That won't be so hard for you guys, though. You know, I mean, how lucky can you get? Banished with your best friend.
He is not my friend.
Oh, I just assumed you were buddies, you know, when I saw you out there in the snow hugging and all that.
Look at that big jerk. Ruined my life. And for what? A stupid kid! Because of you, I am now stuck in this frozen wasteland.
Wasteland? I think you mean Wonderland. I mean, how about all this fabulous snow, huh? Oh, and wait till you see the local village. Cutest thing in the world.
I haven't even mentioned all the free yak's milk.
Wait, what did you say?
Yak's milk. Milking a yak ain't exactly a picnic. But, you know, once you pick the hairs out, it's very nutritious.
No, something about a village. Where? Are the kids in it?
Kids? Sure. Tough kids, sissy kids, kids who climb on rocks.
Where is it?
Hey, it's at the bottom of the mountain, around a 3-day hike.
Oh, 3 days? We need to get there now!
You want to go to the village? Okay, rule number one out here, always, never go out in a blizzard.
We need to get to Boo.
Boo? What about us? Ever since that kid came in, you've ignored everything I've said. And now look where we are.
Oh, we were about to break the record, Sully. We would have had it made.
None of that matters now.
None of it matters? Wait a second. None of it matters? Okay. Good. Great. So now the truth comes out, doesn't it?
Oh, would you look at that? We're out of snow cones. Let me just go outside and make some more.
Sully, what about everything we ever worked for? Does that matter? Huh? What about Celia? I am never going to see her again. Doesn't that matter? And what about me? I'm your pal. I'm your best friend. Don't I matter?
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry we're stuck out here. I didn't mean for this to happen. But Boo's in trouble. I think there might be a way to save her if we can just get down to that...
We? No. There's no we this time, pal. If you want to go out there and freeze to death, you be my guest. Because you're on your own.
Now, George, I know you can do this. I picked out an easy door for you. In Nepal. Nice, quiet Nepal.
You know, you're right. Here, take this.
Go get him, Georgie.
Get him! Look out! Coming through! Sorry, George.
What the? Hey, you can't just... 23...
Out of the way!
Hey!
Never should have trusted you with this. Because of you, I had to banish my top scarer.
With this machine, we won't need scarers. Besides, Sullivan got what he deserved.
Sullivan was twice the scarer you will ever be.
Sullivan!
Boo.
Stop him!
Let's get you home.
Finish him off!
You don't know how long I've wanted to do that, Sullivan.
Mike?
Look, it's not that I don't care about the kid.
Mike, you don't understand.
Yes, I do. I was just mad, that's all. I needed some time to think. But you shouldn't have left me out there.
I'm being attacked.
No, I'm not attacking you. I'm trying to be honest. Just hear me out. Look, you and I are a team. Nothing is more important than our friendship. I'm no kidding. He's too sensitive. Come on, pal. If you start crying, I'm going to cry, and I'll never get through this. I'm sorry I wasn't there for you, but I am now. Hey, Sully, I am bearing my soul here. The least you can do is pay attention. Hey, look at that. It's Randall. It's...
Come on. Get up. There can't be any witnesses.
There won't be.
I'm glad you came back, Mike.
Somebody's got to take care of you, you big hairball. Yeah! Oh, Josie Boo, I really can't talk.
Come on!
Michael, if you don't tell me what's going on right now, we are through, you hear me? Through!
Okay, here's the truth. You know the kid that they're looking for? Sully let her in. We tried to send her back, but Waternoose had the secret plot, and now Randall's right behind us, and he's trying to kill us!
You expect me to believe that pack of lies, Mike Wazowski?
Mike Wazowski!
I love you, Smokesy Pooh.
Will you prove it? Come out.
Idiot. Look out. Coming through here. Coming through. Right. Make way. Move it. Hurry up. Hurry up.
There they are.
Attention, employees. Randall Bach has just broken the all-time scare record.
Huh? No, I didn't. Get out of my way.
Go get him, Googly Bear.
There it is.
Get off my tail!
Let me go! Sully, what are you doing?
Grab on, Mike!
Are you out of your... Sully, what are we doing?
We have to get Boo's door and find a station.
What a plan. Simple, get it made!
Come on!
way. Oh, I hope that hurt, lizard boy.
Great job, buddy. We lost him.
No.
Nice working with ya.
Get it open.
I'm trying.
Open the door.
Come on.
And be a good girl, okay?
Oh, no!
The power's out. Make her laugh again.
All right, I gotta move here. It'll bring down the house. Yep.
Oh, sorry. She didn't see that.
What? What'd you do? Forget to check if her stupid hood was up, you big dope?
Uncle Mike, try not to yell in front of her. You know, we still need her to laugh.
Right! Hey, Boo, just kidding. Look! Funny, right? I see with the... These are the jokes, kid. What's happening?
Hold on!
When the door lands in the station, cut the power. You'll have the child and the criminals responsible for this whole mess.
Great. A welcoming committee. What are we going to do?
You got us. Here we are. Here's the kid. I'll cooperate. But before you take us away, I have one thing to say. Catch!
2319, 2319. We have a toxic projectile.
Halt! Capital
South
Valley
area.
Stop him! Come on. Don't let them get away. What? Wait, wait. Come back. He has a child. Solomon! Give me the child!
Why not go?
Give her to me!
Oh,
I think we stopped in Boo. You're safe now. You be a good girl, okay?
This has gone far enough, James.
She's home now. Just leave her alone.
I can't do that. She's seen too much. You both have.
It doesn't have to be this way.
I have no choice. Times have changed. Scaring isn't enough anymore.
But kidnapping children?
I'll kidnap 1,000 children before I let this company die.
And I'll silence anyone who gets in my way. No!
Good night, Mom.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I spotted several big mistakes.
But how did...
Let's watch my favorite part again.
Shall we?
I'll kidnap 1,000 children before I let this company die.
What?
I'll kidnap 1,000 children before I let this company die.
I'll get him. All right, come with us.
What are you doing? Take your hands off me. You can't arrest me. I hope you're happy, Sullivan. You've destroyed this company. Monsters Incorporated is dead. Where will everyone get their scream now? The energy crisis will only get worse because of you.
Stay where you are. Number one wants to talk to you. Attention.
Hello, boys. Two and a half years of undercover work were almost wasted. You intercepted that child, Mr. Sullivan. Of course, without your help, I never would have known that this went all the way up to Waternoose. Now, about the girl.
I just want to send her home.
Very good. Bring me a door shredder.
What? You mean I can't see her again?
That's the way it has to be. I'll give you 5 minutes.
Well, so long, kid.
Mommy, Grabowski.
Yeah.
Oh, Boo.
It's been fun. Go ahead. Go grow up.
Well, that's very nice. Come here, you. Oh, he's a happy bear.
Yeah, there's Biscuit.
Nothing's coming out of your closet to scare you anymore, right? Yeah. Goodbye, Boo.
Kitty.
Kitty has to go.
Gentlemen, and I don't want to see any paperwork on this.
him away.
Then we get the rest of the day off. You idiot! They're gonna shut down the factory!
I'm telling you, pal, when that wall went up, you should have seen a look on Walter Noose's face. I hope we get a copy of that tape. Hey, you all right? Come on, pal, cheer up. We did it! We got Boo home! Sure, we put the factory in the toilet, and, gee, hundreds of people will be out of work now. Not to mention the angry mob that'll come after us when there's no more power, but hey, at least we had some laughs, right?
Laughs.
Testing. Hey, good evening. How are you? How are you? Nice to see you. I tell you, it's great to be here in your room. Where are you from? Never mind. You're in kindergarten, right? Oh, I love kindergarten. Best 3 years of my life. Of my life. But I love sports. Dodgeball was the best. Oh, yeah. I was the fastest one out there. Of course, I was the ball. But I was the ball. See. All right.
You filled your quota on the first kid of the day.
Not bad, huh? You know, only somebody with perfect comedic timing could produce this much energy in one shot.
Uh-huh. And the fact that laughter is 10 times more powerful than scream had nothing to do with it.
Oh, Googly Bear, come here, you.
Schmoozy Boo!
Girls, stop. Michael, you're such a charmer.
Hey, did you bring the magazine?
They just delivered a whole box.
Let me see it. Sully and I made the cover, right? I don't believe it.
Google it.
I'm on the cover of a magazine. Ow! Oh, this is great. Hey, Sully.
Mike. I was,
Listen, just... if you got a minute, there's something I want to show you.
But,
close your eyes. Follow me. Come on. No peeking. Keep coming. Come on. And follow the sultry sound of my voice. Okay, stop. Open them. Ta-da!
Mike. Is that...
Sorry it took so long, pal. It was a lot of wood to go through. You know, it only works if you have every piece. I'd live in a penthouse in a room with a view.
And if I were handsome,
no way,
it could happen, 'cause dreams do come true. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Wouldn't
Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing.
Can I tell you something? For years I have envied.
You green with it.
Your grace and your charm. Everyone loves you, you know.
Yes, I know, I know, I know.
But I must admit it, big guy, you always come through. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
You and me together, that's how it always should be. One without the other don't mean nothing to me.
Nothing to me. Yeah, I wouldn't be nothing.
No, no.
If I didn't have you to soil, I'm just a funky little eyeball and a funky optic nerve. Hey, I never told you this. Sometimes I get a little blue.
Looks good on you.
But I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Let's dance.
Look, Ma, I'm dancing. Would you let me lead? Look at that, it's true. Big guys are lighting their feet. Don't you dare dip me. Don't you dare dip me. Don't you dare dip me. Ow, I should have stretched.
Yes, I wouldn't be nothing if I didn't have you.
I know what you mean, Sully. Because
I wouldn't know where to go.
Me too, because I
wouldn't know what to do.
Why do you keep singing my part?
I don't have to say it.
I say it anyway.
Because we both know it's true.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.